Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
All right, Salt, in the Bachelor world, Bachelor Nation, Bachelor Pete, right?
Yeah.
Pilot Pete?
Yeah.
He got his stitches removed, the 22 stitches. That,
Patchwork Pete.
Yeah. You know, because he had a golf cart mishap in Costa Rica.
Yeah, he got blackout drunk on a golf course and fell into his rocks glass.
Right. So those stitches are out.
Yeah.
And apparently, I mean, it's business as usual because they're currently filming in Chile.
Chile.
So I guess everything's fine. I
mean, apparently there's no risk of infection traveling to all these different countries
right.
throughout filming.
Right.
Oh, my God. He's going to come back with some weird disease or something.
Hey, it's been really, they've been on the lockdown, though, because no one has seen a picture yet of.
I guess it's easier when you're filming in South America.
Yeah, exactly.
Bachelor Nation isn't as strong down there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you seen this? Martin Scorsese, he has doubled down.
What is he thinking, this guy?
He just sounds older and older and more out of touch, and he's being a giant hypocrite, too. So he was talking a couple weeks ago about how Marvel movies are not cinema, and he didn't like it. And then he was also talking about that style of movie and everything like that.
Yeah, CGI.
But now he says, oh, yeah, no, but I like CGI because it's heavily used in his new movie. And he also likes streaming services because he's on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, what are you doing?
Backpedaling while doubling down.
Yeah, he's like, well, you know, we should have all of these cinemas and they should be playing real films in them. But I'm giving you this movie that I got paid $160 million that uses both CGI and is on a streaming service.
You know what it is? It's people who feel like they're better than you.
Yeah.
You look at, like, sports, for example. You've heard about people who climb to Mount Everest and they don't use an oxygen can.
Yeah.
And they are better than the people who do use. And the truth is, you guys both got to the top.
It's like giving a, it's like having a baby with or without an
Thank
epidural.
You.
You don't get a medal for it.
Thank you. Perfect analogy. Happy birthday, I guess, are in order to Ryan Reynolds is wishing happy birthday to Hugh Jackman. And those two guys, like you said, have this budding bromance.
Yes, but it seems like it's very antagonistic as they go up against each other on social media all the time.
That took a turn.
That's because Jackman sent him a message and saying that Ryan Reynolds couldn't sing as well as he could. He's going around right now doing that one-man show.
Yes.
And actually, it's getting rave reviews. A friend of mine went to it up in Boston, and they said Hugh Jackman knocked it out of the park.
Well, now, how are your singing skills? You just celebrated a birthday. Can you sing to yourself?
Happy birthday to me.
Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.